Blog Talk Radio.
This is a dangerous group that dreams that we're...
Ladies and gentlemen!
Good Friday to everyone. This is Dr. Linnea Buckhalter. You're listening to the Midday Release right here on Wellness Radio. All right, it is Good Friday. Wonderful Friday. It is March 29th, 2013. I'm sitting here in Decatur, Georgia, having a wonderful, wonderful afternoon. I worked out this morning. I think it was 4.69 miles. I'm going to say 5 miles because I'm pretty sure that the little register that I had wasn't registering correctly because according to the mountain, it said I walked 5 miles. But in any case, what we're talking about today is how to handle and overcome temptation. Do you have temptation? Is temptation eating at you? All right, you all, you know how I do. I'm going to play that music. I'm going to give you a little bit of legacy this afternoon, and I'm going to return with my thoughts for today. This is Spain by Legacy. Be right back.
Well, I've never been to Spain.
Gonna lose.
Father, with you,
I can't refuse.
I know you want me.
Welcome back, welcome back. This is the Midday Release with Dr. Passion, and I am Dr. Passion. It is Friday, March 29th, Temptation. How do you overcome temptation? You know, one thing that draws us into temptation is thinking too highly of ourselves and trusting ourselves too much. So this attitude is playing about an enemy. It's pretty much, you know. And what it is that we get so set in our ways, we think everything is fine, but really it's something deep down that's tempting us to fail, okay, or to do things that we're not supposed to do. So I always like to say that, you know, you have to realize when you're being tempted, you know, tempted to do bad, and there are things that you can do that's tempted to be good, and those are different types of temptation, but I really want to touch on those temptations of doing things that are bad. You know, every time someone says something in front of you, it could either be set for good or it could be set for bad. So when the temptation to sin, per se, feels like totally overwhelming to you, you have to remember that there's like this inner spirit that tells you you are more powerful than what that temptation is. And you really don't want it to overwhelm you, because if it does, you really will start having this bad, sad feeling always. So, you know, what you want to do is try to save yourself. You want to be able to strengthen your mind, your soul, and say, you know, I can't be tempted. Because there's a lot of things that would tempt us. So earlier today, I sent out this information on Facebook, like I always do every Friday when I have a good juicy topic, and I want to know what have been your temptations. What have you been tempted to do? Because, you know, if you're able to speak about your temptations, maybe then you can overcome them, and they you won't suppress to them, because it's hard. You know, you don't want to succumb to a temptation when you know that it's just not right. All right, so hit me up, 646-478-5209. Tell me what your temptations are. If you don't want to tell me what your temptations are, you can hit me up on my fan page, and that is facebook.com/Dr. Passion. You can send me a message out there, or you can also send me a message out at facebook.com/lawlessradio. If we're friends on Facebook, go ahead and chat with me. Okay, so how do you overcome temptation? So there's a lot of things that I'm gonna speak upon how you're gonna handle it, because you need to be able to handle it. You need to be able to identify. So first step, we're just gonna take it a little step, okay? So your first step is you need to be able to identify your temptation, okay? Basically, temptation is something you believe you must resist, because it would give in, it would be wrong according to your religious beliefs or morals, bad for your health or well-being, or it would cause disruptions in your relationships with other people. Given in, it would cause you to feel bad afterwards, after your initial pleasing, okay? And then when it draws on you, It may take a risk at a high price. You know, you may lose someone after that. So typical temptations, and a lot of people had came in and sent me some messages about their temptations, and I'm going to go through them. But I want to talk about, like, you know, there's, like, these temptations for food. You know, I just went through the whole fasting, 40-plus days that I fasted without having any sweets. And, you know, was I tempted? I was very tempted to eat sweets. Did I look? And I'm going to honestly say, I think it was one day I was cutting a piece of cake or something for kids. And when I talk about willpower, this is serious willpower. But I unconsciously, actually lifted my finger, licked the frosting off my finger. And then once I licked it and it hit my tongue, it hit me. It just immediately hit me, like, wait a minute, what did you just do? So I had to ask for forgiveness for that because I really wanted to have this opportunity to fast properly for the first time. You know, I would start a fast and then, you know, after 4 or 5 days, I'm like, I can't do this. Forget it. But I actually wanted to see how long I could actually condition myself, my mind, my body, my soul, to say, you know, can I do this? So, yes, I was very tempted. You know, you might be tempted to buy something that you really don't have the money for. That's what a lot of us do. A lot of us are tempted to just do a lot of things. And, I, you know, again, I don't talk about these things unless I've been through it, okay? So, again, I was tempted to buy some things a long time ago, but I have suppressed my urge to just buy, because I know that money does not come easy. You know, so it took a lot for me to realize that, but money does not come easy. So you have to be frugal in when you spend your money, okay? Your temptation to, like, heavily, excessively indulge in alcohol or drugs. And, you know, I think there's that goes in turn of where you actually have a problem. That's a serious problem, because if you excessively trying to fight that urge, you might need to get some help for that. And then, you know, the same on, you know, the temptation of wanting to have an affair, toying with infidelity, the temptation from, you know, being with a celebrity, a pop star, or something. It's just that anybody, just that temptation will hit you. Okay, so that, you know, you have to identify what your temptation is. Because a lot of us have different types of temptation, and we're going through several different things, and we want to kind of nail down exactly what it is. And you probably have many temptations. I mean, it's possible. You probably have many temptations, but you need to be able to identify that temptation so you can move forward and keep going. Okay, next, when I get back, we're going to talk about the temptations that our fans had posted on the fan page, and that is facebook.com/Dr. Passion. You're going to spell that out, Dr. Passion, out on our fan page. And, you know, if you don't want to publicly come out on the air and tell me what your temptation is, which I totally understand, you know, do like the fans did, because I'm not going to call their name. I'm not going to say anything to them. You know, you just have a temptation, and that's basically it. All right, everyone, this is Dr. Linnea Barkhalter. You're listening to the Midday Release of Dr. Passion. I'll be right back. This is Dance Again by Brenda Kay.
Here I go, I'm on my own. This is the first show without you. Gotta face the crowd, I hope the lights are down, and let the music drown out the thought of you. All these girls don't rock my world, no, not the way that you used to. There goes our song, ooh, it's been too long, I'm running but I can't escape you. Like you're right here beside me. The way you work the floor, it makes me want you more. Ooh, I want your body against me. These girls are dancing like crazy, but nothing like you, my baby. I'm missing the magic we made on the dance floor. My hands around your hips, like a baby. Dance again, you let me on the I'm never gonna dance again, 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 again. I'm never gonna dance again.
Welcome back, welcome back. This is Dr. Linnea Buckhalter. You're listening to the Midday Release right here on Lawless Radio. All right, Lawless Radio, we support our local come-up. So if you're an independent, unsigned, underground artist out there and you're looking to be heard, basically, what you want to do is go to lawlessradio.com, hit that submit your music link, and follow those instructions. Make sure that you follow the instructions. Because you have to give us permission to play your music. We don't take your music right. We just get permission to play. All right, you all. Hit me up, 646-478-5209. We're talking about temptation. I went through the first temptation, and that was identifying what your temptation is. I got a caller out here on the line. Let's see here. 414. This is Dr. Patrick. Who's this on the line?
Hello.
Hello. Hi. How
Hello.
Are you? Hello.
Hey,
how
that?
Are you? How are you doing, Mississippi Red? How are you? How are you feeling?
I'm good. I'm good.
Okay. Are you still in the hospital? Are you still in the hospital?
No. I'm. It was on the outpatient basis.
Okay. All right, so how are you feeling today?
I'm feeling, it's a little sore, but I'm walking.
That's good. That's a blessing. That is a blessing. It's always good that we wake up in the morning. I was good to wake up in the morning. All right, so, well, welcome to the Midday Release. I think this is the first time that we're able to talk on the Midday Release because you're normally working.
Right, yeah. We just started spring break today, so.
Okay, that's good. That's good. So tell me, what temptations do you have out there? And remember, this is the midday, so we got to keep it clean, okay?
Yeah, I know that. Yeah, impatient.
Okay. Impatient.
Okay, what's the question?
The question is, what are you tempted? Your temptations, what are you tempted to do? Have you had any temptations that you haven't taken advantage of?
Oh, man. Cheating on mail? No, I'm just playing. I sent it loud enough so I make sure she can hear me. Temptation. Man, when it comes to my wardrobe.
Okay.
You know, I like to stay fresh, and I got a cousin that owns a haberdashery up here.
Okay.
I be tempted every time I get paid. I be tempted to go shopping, but I know that I try to put as much money up as I can in my summer account because we don't get paid for the summer.
Right.
I'd be like, dang, man, I just be wanting to, it'd be one of them times where I just be want to give me a new suit and tie and a pair of shoes.
Right.
But that's the devil conscience. That's the devil on the left shoulder. But the angel on the right shoulder tells me otherwise.
I understand. I totally understand. Hold tight. I'm going to talk about these other temptations some folks sent me. It's always a pleasure to hear your voice, Mississippi Red, and it's really nice to hear from you during the afternoon. All right, baby. I love you. Hold on tight. All right, now, that was Mississippi Red, my famous fan of the Raw Deal with Catrice, so it's really nice to hear his voice. All right, so we're talking about temptations. What have been your temptations out there? And so I sent out a message out on Facebook, and a lot of people put their information out there telling me what their temptations have been, okay, so which I thought was very surprising. So I thank everyone because sometimes you do things and no one responds. You're like, oh, my goodness, but I guess everyone has those temptations out there. Well, you know that new Tyler Perry movie, Temptation, came out today. Buck took his mother and his sister to go see it. So that's an interesting pair. So it'll be good to kind of hear his point of view on that movie. All right, so here are some of the temptations that people had inboxed me. Again, I'm not using anyone's name because I keep confidential. All right. I'm tempted to cheat on my husband because he cheated on me. Oh, my goodness. I'm tempted to go back with my ex after 23 years. Huh. I'm tempted to see what it's like to sleep with a woman. And that's a good one. I'm tempted to see if I can have one affair. Okay, you can't just have one. I think because once you have one, it's like you're going to have another one. Okay, never. My husband's penis, this one right here was deep. And for the person that sent it, that was deep. My husband's penis is not doing it for me anymore, and I'm tempted to just come out and tell him. Now, they didn't say they were tempted to have an affair. They said that they were tempted to come out and tell him. See, now that's right there is bold because that right there said, well, I still respect my relationship, but I'm tempted to tell you. I hadn't said anything yet, but I'm tempted to tell you. I've been tempted for the past 6 months to slap the blank out of my boss. Whew. Yeah, I know. A lot of us have been tempted to slap that out of somebody, not just your boss, but anybody at work. I'm tempted to call off today. Okay, well, did you call off? And then another one was, I'm tempted to tell this guy at work I'm in love with him. So that's pretty deep. You're in love with somebody at the job. All right, y'all. I got a lot more temptations that have been sent to me, so I'm gonna hit them off when I get back. But this right here, temptation. What have you been tempted to do? How do you handle it? And so my goal and my job is to help you handle it. So the first thing was identify your temptation. The second one is find what triggers your temptation. Okay, there's a lot of possibilities for triggers. But you need to dig deep and identify what specifically is triggering this temptation that you're having. Are you bored in your relationship? Okay. Are you trying to seek attention? Are you stressed? Are you feeling down? Are you frustrated the way things are heading in your life? Do you have a lack of faith in yourself? You know, do you need to prove something to other people in your life? You know, do you want to act out revenge? You know, are you tempted to act out revenge? You know, are you tempted, you know, to have tempted to find out what's going on with your job, your indecision to quit your job, your thoughts? You know, so those are kind of things that, you know, you have to figure out what's triggering them. What is triggering? Is your job triggering your temptation to do something like to quit? You know, is your relationship so bad that it's triggering you to just end it? You know, so you got to figure out what triggers your temptation. Another thing is find out your guiding views, okay? So basically, you know, a lot of us have faith, okay? And, you know, you can practice your faith any way you want. I'm not judging nobody. You do whatever you do. You know, if you don't pray, that's fine. You know, that whatever you do is with you because that is your business. I'm all for what you do with your life is your business. However, I am also for that you live at least a happy life and not stress over the things that you can't control. So that's basically my view on things. You know, some people's faith, like, provides a solid foundation of basic principles, morals that they abide by. You know, like, what is the golden rule? You know, what does society say based on these values? And people are so tempted, have these temptations, they don't know. You know, like, what is guiding you to having this temptation? What are your workplace values? You know, what is your financial values? What are your civic values? What are your faith and beliefs? You know, so those are the things that kind of help you handle, try to control that temptation. And then you want to think about what is succumbing to this temptation. Now, this right here is deep because I can say that I have had to figure out what this step was, like this little step forward. Well, instead of letting myself fall in that temptation, I have to sit and really think of the consequences are going to happen if I let that temptation overcome me. So you got to figure out what are you doing? What is succumbing you to this temptation that you're having? You know, you got to think about what is missing or unbalanced in your life that kind of leaves it open, you know, leaves it open for temptation. You know, what are you going through? What it is that you're going through that's making you hit it? And then you want to exercise your willpower. You want to practice having an opportunity to have the best willpower ever that you can. After thinking hard about the consequences, add your willpower to the equation, okay? Except exercising willpower would be difficult. You want to start with something small and work your way up, okay? There's like two ways that you can do it. You can visualize it, okay? Or you can use gratitude, okay? And so I'm going to talk about that in a minute because this is something I learned. It's like all of me just kind of giving you my thoughts so you can see how you're going to fight through your temptation. You got to overcome it. You got to see what you can do to make it right. Okay, this is Treat Me Right by Faith Dix. I will be right back.
I did it, I don't know. that you would never ever turn your marker. East, west, north, and south without a doubt. Everybody know I just you me talk about. Making you feel loving, make you scream and shout. Chart of bread, you they get when me give you me sex. Satisfy your agony, girl, you know me and the best. But then rasta man heart, you want me test. Sing again.
Welcome back. This is Dr. Lanae Buckholz. You're listening to the Midday Release right here on Lawless Radio. Make sure you check out Mickey Halal every Tuesday from 8 to 9:30 with Keeping It Real. And then the chairman, TL, the boss, man, the one that keeps us together, holds it down with no problem. You rarely hear him complain about anything, but when he do complain, he makes this point. So you just got to listen. You're like, okay, all right. I think I might be a little scared. Okay, all right. Well, you know, don't tell him I said that because he may hear it anyway. All right. He is on every Wednesday night from 8 to 10 with Grit Grind. You know how it is. Got to get it. You know what? I need to go back and Grit Grind. Hold on. Because I called in Wednesday night. And, you know, I've been on Lawless for four years. I've been on Lawless. And I still have not gotten that outro down. Lawless Radio is public service, everything you know. I probably don't have to do a little study. I mean, I kind of got it. I do my own little thing. I guess we got our own little thing. But he does it so well. He does it so well. Basically telling you to, we don't own your rights to your music. You own the rights. We don't claim the rights. We just play your music. All right. And then Bucking Off every Thursday night from 9 to 10, Buck Off with Buck. Last night I think he talked about names that these women are naming their children. They won't get a job. People, figure out what you're gonna name your child. They won't get a job. All right, and every Friday in the midday is yours truly, Dr. Passion, right here on Wellness Radio. All right, so I left off on step number 5, and that was exercising your willpower. What kind of willpower do you do? There's two different approaches that you can have. You can have the visual approach, or you can have the gratitude approach. Visualize yourself resisting the temptation. Picture yourself seeing like that chocolate bar, picking it up, feeling it close, perhaps even smelling it. Then visualize yourself putting it down and walking away. Make the whole experience as real and as tactful in your mind as possible. When you feel you practiced it enough, go and look and then go ahead and move on. That's how you kind of exercise that willpower. But see, if you can do that, I can understand the visual willpower on the chocolate bar and all that, but that visual willpower on, if you stepping out on your mate, that visual willpower, that right there can probably take you to a whole nother level. Then your gratitude approach. You want to concentrate on what you are grateful for. You know, always remember, you're grateful for your family, your job, your pets, your hobbies, your health, your friends. Got to figure out what you're grateful for. And if you fall into that temptation, you got to think about what the circumstances are going to be. So that gratitude is more in terms of, you know, you got to be thankful for what you have, okay? Plan for the temptation. Now, you know, when I was reading up about this, you know, they're talking about planning your temptation. The thing is, you have to accept the fact that something or someone is tempting you to do something that you should not do, okay? But that planned temptation can be a backfire, where you don't want to enable your temptation, okay? This is like the negative flip side to planned temptation. It means that you don't want to enable it at all. Like, if you are lusting over someone and you just can't stop thinking about them, you might want to move or just simply cut off communication, okay? If you're buying alcohol all the time and you can't stop doing that, you might want to stop going to the liquor store, okay? You don't want to go places where you're easily tempted to do things that you have been tempted to do before. You know, that grocery store, the candy store, the clothing store that you've been to, okay? And then you might want to try to replace your temptation. There's often times that you can replace the temptations that you're having with something that is better, okay? You want to be mindful of what you rather do than what you shouldn't be doing. And then always, you know, and this is where I'm here for, you might need to seek help. A lot of people are having problems with their temptation, and they may need to seek some help and helping them overcome some temptation. So you can talk to a family member, a friend, a teacher, a counselor, that's me, to talk about your temptations and how to overcome them and what you can do. Because there's steps, there's different steps. I talk about these steps here, but there's different steps to also work with you because it's hard. And I'm saying this because I have been tempted. I've been tempted to do a lot of things. I have suppressed some of those temptations, and then I beat myself up over them. But I get back together, and I said, okay, we're going to do this. So, you know, all of us are not perfect, you know. And in the end, you basically want to reward yourself. You want to reward yourself for not slipping into a temptation that you knew that would be devastating to you, your family, or just your well-being. So you want to congratulate yourself because I can congratulate myself. I haven't had any sweets in, 50 days. So I'm excited. I'm really, really excited about that. So I have suppressed through that temptation, and I have gotten over it. All right, you all, hit me up, 646-478-5209. This is the Midday Release of Dr. Passion right here on Lawless Radio. And make sure you stay tuned because our Monday show is coming. We got a Monday show, so listen up. It's coming. TL announced that on Wednesday, so I'm really, really, really excited. That Friday is a week right there. We're coming strong, y'all. We're coming strong. All right, this is Lonely here by Jay Silver. I'll be right back.
Tell me it was gonna be so cold. So I expected winter, but never below zero. Said it's gonna get real lonely. Hold on to your roots real tight. Cause when the storm gets rough, all the flowers they begin to die. It takes, never give, take all your water and sunlight. When the drought comes, leave you up to dry.
Please don't get me through this.
All right, welcome back, welcome back. This is Dr. Linnea Buckhalter listening to the Midday Release right here on Wellness Radio. All right, that is my show for today. I want to thank everyone for sending me their messages. Mississippi Red and Mail, always, thank you for calling in today. Basically, in the end, we're talking about the temptation because all of us have temptations. We are tempted to do a lot of things, and we have to work it out the best way we can. There's no fault of yours if you fall to your temptation, but at least you realize and what a temptation is and hope that you do not do it again. You want to ask for forgiveness and just ask that you succumb from that temptation and give yourself strength that you're able to fight off the enemy that will make you try to stumble over different things so where you can keep your plan as perfect as possible. We all are not perfect by that, but we want to try to do what's right, opposed from fighting from what is wrong. All right, you all, I had a wonderful, wonderful afternoon. As always, I appreciate you taking this time to listen to me here on Lawless Radio. I wouldn't be anywhere else because this is home. All right, y'all, remember, life is a gift. Use this gift to live a positive and productive life. This is All in the Club by Ray Chill. See you all next Friday. Bye-bye.
It's a weekend and we leveled up. And I got the hard levels up. Walking looking fast, hell, and I'm feeling desolate. Red bottoms on my feet, looking for the hell of it.